Good evening. Does anybody know where the pastor went? Did he go to Wisconsin? Okay. What's that? That was a good one. I like it. Turn over to 1 Peter. Since that's happened, there's been a lot of moving towards trying to take this spot. So go and try to talk to you for a young man. Is there, are there certain things like that? Another Bible. Okay. So, is that just for a select few? Or all of you have? In 1 Peter, it says this. It says in chapter 3, it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." So, so what does it mean then to sanctify God in your heart? Okay. Set him apart. Okay. Sanctify is to I looked up the definition of it. So the definition is to set apart. To make a place of holiness that you can put God first. It talks about sanctity. It talks about moral high standing. It talks about all these things that folks can have in play before so are we living that out? Are we sanctifying ourselves? Are we keeping that place where we can get along with God? It talks about it in Deuteronomy, and I'll turn over and read real quick. It talks about in Deuteronomy, God told them. It's in Deuteronomy 5:12. Okay. 5:12 says, "Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord God hath commanded you." You see the Lord God there in all caps. Okay? So, takes the Sabbath day very seriously. He said to sanctify it, set it apart, to make it a day when you not just spend time with God, but you set it apart so that you spend time with Him. And what I'm saying is, spending time with God is not just Pray without ceasing. So do we pray without ceasing? Do we want to find God's purpose for our lives? What is God's purpose? How many can biblically say what God's purpose is? Well, throughout Scripture, what I wanted to say is, Second Timothy says, study thus, show thyself approved unto God, okay? So if somebody comes up and they ask, okay, is it going wrong? Why is it wrong?
Thank you.